It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Sure. Hello and welcome to this episode of Comedy Shoe Shine. That's not the last one. It's definitely a different episode and a totally different set of circumstances.
It's been a week, or at least. Yeah,
a little older, yeah. A little wiser. Oh, man. What do you got?
I was going to ask you a question because I don't know the answer to it and I wonder what it is, but I don't know how this came up. I was talking to somebody and I must have been talking about I don't know. I have no idea what it was. Anyway, turns out someone mentioned, your wallet, like carrying your wallet and something about, oh, I know what it was. It was a Seinfeld thing about George's wallet and everything like that. And I said, does anyone actually put their wallet in their back pocket? Does anybody do that?
Ooh, I do.
You do? Yeah, it's impossible. There's no way that any human can do that. How do you do that? I've never once put my wallet in my back pocket.
Really interesting.
It's how do you sit on something?
The way it goes, though.
You sit on a wallet?
I think it kind of goes to the side a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I'm not even going to... I don't want to know.
Find out?
That's what I was saying. Does it go up your butt crack? Is that the secret? You just slide it up your ass?
No, I keep another wallet on my ass.
I just thought it was like this unsaid thing that people who sit on their wallets, either it goes up their ass crack or they just get used to it or... Because there's no way you could get used to sitting on a wallet. It's not possible.
Yeah, I think mine goes to the side a little bit. I think it goes to the, so it's in my right back pocket and it goes to the right.
So but you don't even know.
You know, I've heard you talk about this before and I think you're 100% right. And sometimes I'll put it in my front pocket. But the problem is I've got three things and two front pockets. That's the conundrum.
Yeah.
So solve that for me.
Most of my day is trying to cram so much shit in my pockets. It's a nightmare.
And now my phone is 7.5 feet long. So that doesn't... I need like a backpack for that fucking
thing. I have two sets of car keys now. Home keys.
Oh my God.
Mail
keys. Keys are the worst. All the things, keys are the absolute worst.
I have it because I have the office now. So
let's put a jangly set of knives in our pocket.
I have an office key, an office mail key, a little dongle thing to get into the building now. I got like 5,000 keys, my wallet, my 8-inch cell phone. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I'm not putting my wallet in my back pocket. There's no possible way that a human could do that. And you know, the style now, if we were in the 90s and we were wearing gigantic corduroy pants, but I have jeans that are glued, painted on my legs now. There's no...
Gluten.
There's no... My pockets are as small and tight as they could possibly be already. It's
Oh yeah, this is not, we could switch to dad jean phase of our lifetime.
No,
right?
Not.
Or do they still even have those?
I can't wear those. That's impossible.
Yeah, I know. I can't. Either. It's amazing how shitty I feel when I wear baggy dad jeans now. Like I don't know why, but I feel like, oh, I'm not even a person.
I feel like a slob.
Yeah, I'm just a fucking nothing. And then I realize well, I kind of am, though, because that's what I should dress what I am because I have a baby now. So who fucking cares? Like, I should just dress in a bag or whatever.
I had some short. I was like, didn't want to wash all my clothes. I'll just wear stuff for, 6-8 weeks and just pile up dirty clothes. And then I got to the point where I only had one pair of shorts that was like well below my knees. And I put them on. I was like, I can't do this. This is a joke. I look like a clown.
Yeah.
So weird. But I don't know. It's weird. Like, I wonder what percentage of the population, the male population, just puts their wallet in their back pocket. I wish I could do it.
Most.
It would free up a ton of space, but I can't.
That's the thing. You can't. I have three critical things. Wallet, keys, and phone.
Yeah.
And like, I can't put the keys and the phone in the same pocket. That's a fucking, that's a rule.
I just do it.
That ever. No, never doing that.
Yeah,
I have not to. Scratching my gut because I don't use a screen protector because I hate them. So I'm not doing that. So then it has to be wallet and keys, but that's just an awkward combination of things. Like it doesn't.
Yeah, I've been thinking of going lanyard lately for my phone or something.
Oh, for your phone? I was like, what?
Yeah, just like a neck thing that holds my phone. Like, can wow. we do that?
I thought you were going to say keys, but so my brain went to that. But then you said, yeah, no, that's. Why aren't we doing that? Why don't we all do that?
It's right. Then it would just hang off your chest.
It's available at all times, and that's what we need.
Because all I'm doing when I put my phone in my pocket is taking it out of my pocket 10 seconds later. It's not like I'm putting it in there for a half hour.
Or accidentally having it fall out and fucking break,
yeah.
which has happened.
Running it over with my own car.
Yeah. Well, I actually have to go fetch my power cable for my computer because it's going to die. I forgot about the doing another episode. Oh, wait. Maybe if Lydia texted me, I can never get it. But I was going to say, I'm on a totally mobile setup.
Oh, cool.
So I can actually just walk the mic down while you're doing.
You may have been going to the bathroom or.
Yeah, no, I've got like a 10-foot USB cable to navigate, but all right, hold on. You do something.
Well, I have a little story that I can't think of any way to make it really funny at all, but it's just, to me, it's the most amazing thing that I've done in maybe for the last decade. But, you know, I've been driving the same car since 2009. Piece of shit. What? Yeah.
Oh, well, you have a new car since then, but it's my wife's
car. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've been driving the piece of shit car that we had before that has 110,000 miles on it. It's a 2009 Hyundai Santa Fe. It's fine, but it's embarrassing. But never once have I don't know that I've ever even like given it the old gas station vacuum or, you know, like the.
Wow, really?
Nothing. Yeah, never. It's just disgusting. The back seat, because I have the kids a lot, they spilled a couple gallons of yogurt in the back seat on the middle of the two chairs, and it was caked on the back of the back seat just forever. And there's, you know, a couple hundred thousand pieces of French fries between all seats and a couple Big Macs. I don't know. The entire McDonald's menu probably was below my seats, but.
Yeah, you could probably assemble it in order of the of the value meals.
But I just don't care. Like, I just get in my car and drive to one place and get out. And I don't. It's disgusting. My car is disgusting. And so I had a friend coming in from Milwaukee to help me this week because I had a ton of work. And, you know, we hung out and everything. And I had to pick him up at the airport. And a couple days before, I was like, I can't drive my friend around in this car. It's disgusting. It's going to be the most embarrassing thing ever. And then I had one of those realizations that we've talked about, you know, since I've been able to afford things that I wouldn't have known.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I could just have somebody clean the shit out of my car. Like just shampoo it.
Oh, good. Tell me who you got to do this because I want to do the same thing.
So I looked into it and I called a couple people and, you know, on Yelp and all that, looked around and the best one, like they were all kind of booked. And then I found this one and they were like, yeah, we could do it at 8 a.m. You know, the day I had to pick up my friend at like 6 or whatever, 7. I was like, perfect. I'll get it all cleaned up and they'll come, you know, then it'll be amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And so they canceled that morning at 7:45. They're like, oh no, we can't do it. I'm like, fuck. So I called around and couldn't get an appointment anywhere else. And so I went down and just kind of like wiped it down and vacuumed it more. I had kind of pre-vacuumed because it was
it was so embarrassing. You couldn't even give it to the cleaners.
No, it was. Condition. They would have had to empty out a vacuum cleaner many, many times. So I got it kind of just clean or whatever. I picked him up and then I rescheduled it for the next day. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I got it. You know, it's going to be wet probably. I don't know how it would work. But so they came. So I parked it out in my office parking lot, big parking lot where I was like, you know, it's here. We were working, but I was like, just go, you know, do it. I don't have to be there. You know, it's going to take forever. Yeah. It's going to be the hardest job you've ever done in your life. You know, tell these people.
Yeah.
Cancel all the appointments for the rest of the day. So they come out and I gave them, or I just unlocked it with the thing from far away. And I didn't give them the keys. And I was like, yeah, just, you know, text me when you're done. This is like, I think they came at 11 or 12 maybe. And so we were working and do all this stuff. And it's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And the guy texts me, he's like, hey, cause I did the full thing, like wax, the paint interior and exterior. And at one point he texts me, he's like, hey, yeah, we can't get the there's like water spots on the paint job that like we'd have to, he goes, we'd have to, it would take a lot longer. We have to charge you more. And I go, well, how much more? And he's like, probably like $200-$300 more to like, and it would take another day to get all these waters. And I was like, nah, forget it. I was like, mostly I care about the interior because it looks like a homeless person like stole the car and lived there for several years.
God, so gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And then so a couple more hours go by. It was seriously like 4 hours. And I texted him. And I was like, are you guys okay? Or did you leave? Or like, what's going on out there? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's just we, you know, it's a lot of stains and a little tougher than we thought and this, that. And I was like, geez, poor guys. And it's a, they're like teenagers, like 18-year-olds.
God.
So I went out there and I was thinking like, well, I knew it was bad, you know, and I thought like, well, I'm not going to expect much because they're probably just going to shine, like spit shine it up, like make it real shiny, but they're not going to.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. Dude, it's like a new car. It looks amazing. It looks perfect. There's like a couple little stains here and there that they couldn't get out. But for the most part, like the seats, they're like cloth seats, you know, just like a thin, like light, like a creamy kind of.
I'm doing this. I'm 100% doing this.
Like a creamy skin tone kind of cloth seats. They were black, like from my jeans.
Gross.
Not like like moldy, but just from your jeans, you know, like stained kind of. Totally pristine cloth again. Perfect.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Everything's totally perfect.
Did you give them more money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was going to talk about after that.
Sorry, yeah. I just had to make sure. It was too it was too important to me.
Like, yeah, I know.
Before we continue.
It's funny because I realized that because it was like, I'm trying to think. I think it was like $325 or $375 or something for the whole thing. You know, $375.
Jesus, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it was a lot. But I mean, I've never cleaned this car and it's, you know, once in a, I'll never do it again. Yeah. I was like, fine, I'll do it one time.
Yeah, and then you drive for another 10 years and then you just throw it away.
Yeah, you just drive it off a cliff. Yeah. And or just give it to those guys. I mean, here you go, it's yours. Sell it for scrap or whatever you can do. And so, yeah, when I went out there, I realized that as I was going out there, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to tip these guys. Not like I didn't want to, but I just didn't think about it. Like, it would be a significant cost increase for me. And they go, yeah, here's the water spots. And I was like, oh, yeah, it looked amazing. Like the outside's just like, you know, shiny black, perfect paint job now. And I go, yeah, I was trying to joke with them because they were younger and I thought they would laugh at me, but they're like fucking cool guy, 18-year-old, like worst. Geez.
Never mind. Don't tip them.
Yeah. So I go, because I said, oh, I think the water spots was because I parked, which is true. I parked outside of our house where the sprinkler was because it was the only place to park. And I was like, yeah, I think it's because I parked up by the sprinklers for about 6 years. Which is true. Literally 6 years, like every day I parked by the sprinkler. It doesn't, don't even care. And they didn't even laugh. And I was like, okay. And then so I got the bill and he did it. You know, I gave him my card and he swiped it on a little like phone, you know, gadget thing.
Yeah, the chip square or something.
And so, you know how now with those things, it'll say like suggested tips, like 20, 25, whatever. And then there's the other category. And I was like, oh, this is definitely an other. And I said out loud, I was like, I'm going to do an other tip. And they were like, oh, they didn't even laugh or do anything.
Yeah.
So I gave him like $75 on top of that. And then I realized like it's three guys that worked 4 hours on my car and I gave them $25 each. It's fucking nothing.
It's nothing.
What am I supposed to do? Give him $1,000? Like I should have.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
This is,
I should have given him $1,000. Like because they're not getting any of the money. Like, they're getting paid $12 an hour to kill themselves. And I just gave them 25 each. And they're like, cool, I can buy a fucking beer with that at a bar. Oh, I could buy two beers at a bar with that money that you gave me. But for me, it's like, it was like four, you know, no, it must have been more than that. Wait, I think it was 325. So whatever that, what's 75 of, you know, what percentage is that?
Oh, what percentage? That's quite a bit.
It's like 25%.
No, it was more than that. A little less.
Maybe it was 275 for the job. I can't remember.
Okay, because 375 sounds like a lot, but
yeah, and it was other. I mean, definitely 20. You know,
it would have that. That's actually what I was wondering. I wasn't going to get into the details of the numbers, but I was like, well, 75 is less than 25%.
No, because it was definitely more.
So it was more than 25. So whatever it works out to be.
But anyways, that's the best money I've ever spent. Like it was.
That's amazing. I'm going to do this. Lydia is probably listening, and I'm going to do this with her car.
Yeah,
because it's not
great.
Not me. I keep my car pretty fucking clean. Now, I don't have toddlers or whatever ruined your car.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not, you know.
Well.
That sucks. But I keep my car clean. Lydia's car is a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
That's the other part I didn't really say that's not fair is that my wife drove that car on her commute for at least 6 years, and she treats her cars worse than I do.
Wow.
So it was mostly her that trashed the car. And the kids were in there every day. When they were little, they would go to her, you know, her parents' house like a couple days a week, and there's French fries and yogurt, and they have to spill gallons of milk in there. Gallons of milk. And peed all, you know, peed on the seats 1,000 times, took shits all over the place.
Disgusting.
So, but now when you see that, I'll bring it to, well, you're not doing trivia for 100 years, but it'll be that again. By the time I see you again, it'll be back to that. But it's
another
amazing.
$375.
I kept making jokes like, and my friend wasn't really laughing. If you were with me, we'd be laughing at it, but it's totally our sense of humor. But we went to San Francisco this week. I took him because he's never been to California. So I took him to San Francisco and stuff. And when we got back to the parking lot or whatever, I'd be like, well, who left a brand new car in here? This is amazing. Like, I can't believe someone would park a new car in this parking lot. Like, that was my whole week is just joking about. He didn't really see the contrast as much as I did.
Yeah,
just that,
no,
like,
that's a tough one. It wouldn't really make sense to him. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't care. I made it for myself. Awesome. Most jokes I just make for myself anyway.
That's true. You do that. This is so funny because I've had the same thing with a couple things I want to do. A, our fucking yard is a disaster. You know, which we don't have. We don't have a yard. This is why it's so embarrassing. We don't even have a yard. We had, have I mentioned this? I don't know. But we've got a tiny, tiny little thing in the back, which is like a nice synthetic deck, which is, I'll estimate, maybe 8 feet by 8 feet. I think it's a square. Yeah, something like 8 feet by, could be 10 by 10 maximum.
Yeah.
And that takes up most of the backyard. And then there's some, it looks like the previous owners, you know, they put in some like beds or whatever, like little, you know, planters or something. Like there's some nice things. There's like a lemon tree or something like that. And there's a different, another tree. And then this is the extent of our property in quotes. Then there's like a back, kind of walkway that had, the wood chips, that back walkway to the where the garbage and the recycling lives, which is just more wood chips. The whole fucking thing, because I have no time to do this kind of work and I don't care about it.
Yeah.
It's like a jungle in there. It's like Jumanji or something. Mm-hmm. Like it's just somehow you wouldn't even think it possible because all it was a 1 foot place where, you know, wood chips were. It's like, well, how's anything going to grow there? No, weeds find a way. They grow. Like, they're just 10 feet weeds all in the house. And so the point is, that's another one of those things where I was like, well, surely I can just pay somebody to do this. But it's one of those things where it's like, there's no amount of money that I would accept to do this job.
Yeah.
So what am I going to, like, take out a loan on my house to pay somebody to do? You know, like, that's, I think, the same problem you and I are having, which is, there's no one could get me to do this for any amount of money. Cause I just hate it. Like I hate it, you know, like maybe somebody offers me $10,000 to clean your fucking car. Okay. I'll do it. $10,000 to weed my, to weed and prune and clean and all the shit of the disgusting, awful backyard. I just hate it. I mean, I'm exaggerating. I could just do it, but I absolutely hate it. And so I'm thinking, like, what am I going to pay a person? And then it's like the only thing I would feel comfortable paying a person is at least hundreds of dollars, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to pay someone $50, you know, to slave away at this awful work.
You'd be surprised how cheap you can get that work done.
I know. That's what I have a problem with. Like, I can't do it. I want to pay somebody hundreds of dollars. But then that's a lot of money. So then I keep thinking, like, oh, God, do I really want to do that? So then I'm just stuck not doing it. Like, that's the pattern that I follow. It's like, okay, I want to get somebody to do this. I don't want to pay someone nothing because I feel bad. Okay, but I also don't want to pay a lot, so I'll just not do it.
Yeah. That's weird because I had a guy do our backyard because I just couldn't do it. Like, you know, we had those lawns back there and those trees and stuff. And the guy was like, yeah, I was paying him like nothing every month. Like it's like $50 a month or something. And he'd come back there and mow all the lawns, take all the stuff away, trim all the trees, take out all, you know. And he was like dying to do it. Like we were going to move. And I was like, yeah, dude, we're not like, we're not doing this anymore. And he was like, oh, where are you moving? Like, where's it? Like he was like, I want to keep doing that for $50 a month. Jeez. Okay. I don't know.
Oh man. Unreal. Well, anyway, back to Robbie Glanz Powers.
I bet Robbie doesn't keep his wallet in his back pocket.
Yeah, no, I do in the front sometimes. You know what I love? Okay, here's my favorite thing. Speaking of, it'll transition well into my Chicago trip that I wanted to talk about a little bit. When I travel somewhere, in my semester abroad, when I travel anywhere, I don't have to take my fucking keys because I'm not, you know, I don't drive a car. So I get rid of one of the three, you know, necessary items. And then I just got my phone and my wallet in my front two pockets. It's perfect.
It's great. Yeah.
Couldn't be better. I love it. Sitting in the plane, you know, I'm not sitting on something in a plane. It's perfect. I love it. But anyway, we went to Chicago for a week and I was sick immediately, which sucked. And I also had to work while I was there. We were going to record while I was there, but we didn't end up doing it. But a couple things. All right. This whole fucking pizza thing, you know, and the whole, you know, I'm in Chicago. You got to get this food or this is the unbeatable this thing. I just have to say it's all fucking nothing. It's all nothing. I went to where the quote unquote best pizza place was. And I got news for you. It wasn't a corporate-y looking place. It was sort of more like a hole in the wall place because obviously it has to be. It can't be like if someone's going to say, what's the best pizza? It's not going to be fucking Domino's or something. It's not going to be anything like that because it can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, even though objectively, if we had a robot tasting pizza, I bet you they would just, well, first off, they would just declare McDonald's to be the best cuisine.
That's all a robot would do if it could eat pizza. It would just
give me more McDonald's. Like, I don't even.
It would just be nothing. A pizza eating machine.
What I'm saying is like objectively, I really think this is true and people are going to hate me forever for this. I think objectively, if we could do some sort of blind taste tests on food, just McDonald's would beat virtually everything.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. Oh my God. If not McDonald's, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's the best. And pizza, especially, I would love for someone to do a blind pizza test thing. Maybe they have, but I got the Chicago pizza. We went to the place. It was called fucking something. Now I don't know, but it was like the place that my friend, but my Chicago friend said, no, don't do the corporate-y thing. This is the place that's awesome. God, what the hell was that place called?
I don't know.
It had a weird name because something. Anyway, I go there. We get the pizza. It takes an hour because it's deep dish. So I have to fucking cook it for years.
Yeah.
And I have it. And I was like, yeah, this is fine. This is good. Like I'm trying to like these things. And the best pizza ever, according to everybody, is just, it's basically BJ's. Have you ever gone to BJ's? That restaurant here that's way too expensive. That it's called BJ's. I don't know. I don't know if it's California. I don't know if it's West Coast or whatever. But it's a restaurant.
It's a chain.
It's a chain. Yeah, I don't know how far it extends or whatever. But the pizza you get there is basically this. And by the way, it's really good. Like it's, I love the pizza. It's like kind of thick. The toppings are great. Tastes good. But that's all this what? Like, there's no reason that the only place someone could make a food is in Chicago. There's no fucking reason for that.
Yeah.
I got news for you. It's all in your head. It's all, oh, yeah, Chicago. Yeah, you go there and they got the, you picture like some fucking native Chicago guy doing it better somehow, even though it's not, it's just not how it is. Like, you can make food anywhere. You don't have to be in Chicago or New York. It's the same thing. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's exactly the same. It tastes good. It's great. But people, it's all in our heads. People just want to have that. Like they want to, oh no, I know the place. No, if you want really good pizza, here's the place. You know, you can't say, yeah, BJ's a chain, a fucking restaurant chain. You can't say that. You got to say, oh yeah, it's this place. It's kind of mom and pop. You know, they've got the secret. And it's all nonsense.
Yep.
But it was good. You know, I enjoyed it.
It's fun eating different stuff, but yeah, it's not.
What's that?
It's fun eating different stuff in different places.
Absolutely. But. Yeah, no, I didn't even, you know, I'm just complaining to you guys. I didn't even say this at the time. I was like, yeah, it's good. It's great. I can't do the thing where I'm like, this is the best, you know, God's gift to mankind. I can't do that. I'm not good at that. People, unfortunately, everybody that I'm friends with now does that. And I don't mind because, you know, usually they're taking us out to expensive places. I've had a lot of expensive dinners lately. It's crazy because of hanging out with our friends, my friends that, you know, podcasting billionaires, apparently. And one thing, and I love it. I love doing it. It's fun. The food's usually good. But I think my problem is I don't have that extra gear. Like, I don't, when it comes to enjoying food, I love food. I'm too not picky. I could just eat anything. I'll go to a fucking restaurant, order anything, and I'm like, this is the best thing ever. But I don't, you know, but it's all, so that makes it all just okay. You know, it's or not okay. Like, it makes it all enjoyable. I'm just like, yeah, great food.
Yeah.
But certain people have that extra gear they can kick into. Oh, this is, oh my God, this is, you've got to try this. This is the best fucking thing ever. And then I try it. I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, I can't do it. Can you do that? I can't
do it.
No,
not really. Well, it makes you wonder when they're home, are they just like miserable? Like, they're fucking, food sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they not able to properly enjoy Taco Bell? I really wonder.
Yeah, it's funny because my friend that I brought in from Milwaukee, he was here for like 5 days, and I was trying to think, you know, we had to do in and out because it doesn't have any in and out over there. And he was kind of the same.
That is the yeah. Never mind. I take it back. In and out is the fucking best.
I downplayed a little bit because I was like, you know, it's pretty good. Yeah. Like the fries, sometimes the fries are really good, and sometimes most of the time, I'd rather just have McDonald's fries, but you know, whatever. The burger's really good, and he just destroyed it in like 2 seconds. And I was like, okay, I guess you thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, but that's if he's like me, that could mean anything. That could mean like fine to, doesn't matter. I love it. I love food, but it's not, I don't have that extra thing is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I love it. I'm 100% enjoying myself. I love being at these dinners, at these nice restaurants. I love it. It's really delicious, but I don't have that extra, like, this is the best thing to ever happen to me gear that apparently people do, because it just feels so bullshitty to me. Like, frankly, as you, one of your great, I don't remember if this is a tweet or a joke that you told me or what, but frankly, we're not going to beat the Crunchwrap Supreme. Human beings are not going to beat the Crunchwrap Supreme. It's the greatest food ever conceived of.
Yeah.
So like, I mean.
The best laugh I had on the whole trip with him was, I was going to get to it too, is that we ended up going to Taco Bell like 2 days in a row at 5 o'clock. We were working. And I think maybe it was like 7 o'clock. We were just starving. And there's a Taco Bell, you know, right next to me. And so we went over there the first time, and it's always fun when you, because he's like us, like he's a, you know, he's not a fast food hater. So once you meet someone and they're like, oh yeah, I like Taco Bell. You're like, all right, we have a good, I know who you are now. Like at least on this level, like you're a reasonable person. And so he did that where he was like, oh yeah, Taco Bell, totally. And I was like, yes. And then I get the feeling of like, I can't wait to see what his order is. Because, you know,
Yeah.
I didn't want to know until we got to the window. I didn't say anything about it. Like, what are you going to get? You know?
Yeah. Leave it be a surprise. Yeah. You don't want to, it's a scientific thing. You can't like, you know, spoil it.
Influence.
You just want to find out.
Yeah. Or anything. Exactly. And so we got to the window and I go, all right, what do you want? And he's like, give me a, Crunchwrap Supreme and a,
oh my God.
Yeah. A beef quesadilla or a steak quesadilla. And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, what? And I go, that's a really good order. Like, you fucking asshole. And it totally changes my, because I thought I had my order set.
But you can't copy an exact order.
No, I didn't
copy. You did?
No, I didn't.
You can be influenced.
Yeah.
You know, like you can borrow artistically from someone's order.
Yeah.
But you can't just say, I'll have that exact thing. Because it's like, dude, this is my fucking order. Come on.
Yeah. What are you, soulless? Like you're telling me you came up to this window and were that easily taken off your Taco Bell order? That's like, I don't know what that the equivalent of that is. It's like if you were at the altar with your wife and like another woman walked by and you're like, I might want to marry her.
Yeah. Or I was going to say like you borrow someone else's vows for their wife. Yeah. You're like, I'll just read whatever you said to your wife. Same thing.
But yeah, the point I'm trying to make is if you're driving to Taco Bell and you're at the drive-in, that's almost like being at the altar with your wife as far as like you've already decided. Like you've already, you don't really go up to the window
It's just as meaningful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, yeah, because it was funny. The funny thing at least I thought was funny is that, you know, I had an idea in my mind of the universe of Taco Bell possibilities that I would be ordering. Cause I was like, well, I
wonder if anyone enjoys this half as much as I do. Yeah. God, it's the best.
I know.
Anyway, go on.
Because I've been getting the, just like the regular soft tacos, fresco style, trying to stay on keto as well as I can. And then I just get like 900 packets of the hot sauce and just, it's fine. Mm. And then every once in a while I'll mix in like a, I don't know. Well, they have like the power menu now with the you know, I'm in keto mode still. So
I'm a simple man. I'm getting a Crunchwrap because it's the greatest thing to ever happen.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But what was funny to me is when he said the steak quesadilla, I was like, oh my God, that sounds fucking awesome. I don't even
I had
consider
that same feeling when you said that. Yeah.
So I had to steal that. So I got like, I got that with a
That's the thing. You can borrow one item artistically and you won't get sued for copyright or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you can borrow one thing. You'd be like, that's good. I'll get one of those. But you can't copy.
He would have flown out the next day had I copied his order.
Yeah. Taco Bell is such an expression of our, you know, of our personalities, of our artistic you know, just our creativity. You can't just copy.
Yeah.
You gotta put a little work into your order. It's important.
So to round this out, the last thing I think you'll enjoy is that was the first night or whatever. And the second night I was like, man, let's just like, can we go to Taco Bell? And he's like, sure. And I was like, awesome. And then we get there and he's like, let's just run it back. And I was like, yeah, same thing I was thinking. It's like, why change it right now? Just get the same thing again. Oh God. That's so awesome. Good. And it was just as fucking delicious the second time as it was the first time. Yeah.
God, I can't even, I'm so glad my friends would never be caught dead listening to this show because they'd be sorely disappointed in me.
Yeah.
But no. And then the other thing that goes along with that is this is now the second time that I've tried foie gras or whatever. Have you had that?
No, I don't know what that is.
Foie gras. Yeah. Well, it's again, another in the line of things where people are too bored eating already the best meal items in the world, which is Crunchwrap Supreme and other things. Another way to be, God, I don't even know. I don't even know. Here's okay. I'll give the steel man argument. I'll give the, you know, their side of things. What people who are fancy, I guess, think or must think is that regular food is fine, but what's really good is when you take a duck's liver and like make it, I don't even fucking know. I'm going to actually, let me Google
it. It's not on the Taco Bell menu.
No, it's not. I'll read you what foie gras is right now. It's the, from the Wikipedia. Foie gras is a luxury food product made of the liver of a duck or goose that has been specifically fattened. It's been fattened. By French law,
fattenings.
I love how the French have a law about food. That's good. It's very
sure they have several.
Yeah. Foie gras is defined as the liver of a duck or goose fattened by force feeding corn with a feeding tube, a process also known as gavage. I don't know. In Spain, it's occasionally produced natural feed. So you have to fucking murder a duck in a horrible way, which is just stuff them full of shit. I didn't know this before I ate it.
Yeah.
Which is just to feed them to death. And then that makes their liver be awful and fat. And then you spread that on a cracker.
Gross.
And it's like, now having read this, I'm never having this again. But before I knew all that, I just tried it because, you know, I don't want to be that guy. Like, I want to try
pressure.
Stuff.
Pure pressure. Yeah.
Pure pressure, yeah. No, I want to try stuff. I, you know, and here's the thing. I do like virtually everything. I'm not a huge fan of fish, which eliminates most of everyone else's diet but mine. But no, I do pretty much like everything. And I want to be a good sport, so I try stuff. I tried it. It's fine. You know, like I tried it and it kind of has a weird, for me, it kind of tastes like dog. Like it has a taste dog. Like a dog smells in a way.
Gross.
Yeah, but to everyone who's not me, because this is a delicacy in French cuisine, it has to be the best thing ever. Oh, such good foie gras. I've had some better foie gras some places, but this is really good foie gras. Like you're differentiating between different fucking goose livers on crackers. Look, maybe they're doing it. Maybe this is, I'm the one who has no palate and they have this brilliant thing where they can tell the subtle difference between one fattened fucking tortured duck liver and another. I don't have that and it's all fine and I'm never eating it again. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, that sucks. I was just reading about it too. Fuck that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay, well, that's a bummer. But there's another one that's less of a bummer that I don't mind, which was we went to a really good steak restaurant, I guess it was, and they had some like
Soylent Kobe. Green. Yeah.
Yeah. At one restaurant, we hunted a human.
Yeah.
And the greatest.
Much game. Less depressing. Yeah, the greatest game.
No, this is little less animal abusey, which is, it's beef.
Monkey brains.
Yeah. It's beef, but it was raw. So it's a raw, super thin layer of beef. What is that called? Maybe I'll Google that as well. Raw, thin, sliced beef. Might be a Japanese thing, actually.
Mm.
It's like beef sushi. Carpaccio. I bet that is what it is.
Oh, that sounds Italian.
Carpaccio. Yeah, it does sound Italian, actually. The beef is served a little more. So it's a thinly sliced or pounded raw meat or fish. But this was beef.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all right, I'll try it. Because there's some other stuff that went with it. It wasn't just the meat. There's some, you know, some like kind of sauce or whatever. There's some interesting stuff. And I try it. Once again, it's just always with a cracker. I think all delicacies apparently is to put on bread or crackers. And I tried it. I was like, that was fine. You know, that was also fine. I don't get it. What I want to say is I don't understand what we're all doing here. We can just fucking eat delicious, normal food and all have a great time. I don't need some weird tortured duck food or a raw, thin slice of beef.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just a thing that, you know, 100 years ago when you could afford to eat shit like that, you just were better than other people.
And, and you were still just eating us. It because it meant money,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, exactly. But now your money can get you Taco Bell, which is better than all of that. Everybody can enjoy Taco Bell.
Yeah,
it's really... It's Taco Bell is really one of the great signs of our...
cheap
civilization just becoming more, you know, everyone's more equal because we can all have.
Could
Taco
you
Bell.
Imagine if you could travel back in time to like this
and give people 1400?
Yeah, exactly. Give people Taco Bell. Like, try this. They'd be like, "This is the most."
You
magical.
Gave a chalupa to somebody that was like starving and poor, in well now even I guess, but. They would freak out. Well, their body would just explode. They wouldn't be able to handle it.
I'm thinking you go back and feed like, you know, Henry VIII or something. You know, you find a king who's got like the royal chefs and all that stuff, and baking birds into a pie and then they fly out. Like all that nonsense. You're like, okay, that's kind of cool, but check out the fucking Crunchwrap Supreme. It's a tortilla wrapped in tortillas. With some cheese. I'm not even going to explain it. Just eat this.
Yeah. And, be like, and if this you need sauce, I've got mild, hot, or whatever the hottest one is.
And then he instantly just kills his chefs. He probably hasn't murdered. It's the guillotine.
Like, we're just eating this now.
Yeah. Find someone, make this somehow. God, it's so good. Oh, man.
I've never, in any way joking. Never, ever eaten Taco Bell and been like, I wish I would have gotten something else. Or like,
no.
If my wife had called me like, I was going to have us go out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse tonight. I never would be like, fuck, I fucking ate Taco Bell. I ruined my dinner. That's just better.
I know. Truth be told, like, I like the restaurant experience. I actually do. I'm not our dad in this way. I love taking Lydia out.
It's fine.
Like, I love having a nice meal, nice bottle of wine. In my heart of hearts, if you hooked me up to a fucking lie detector, or those are bullshit, but something that actually worked, and or you just had, you know, an MRI on my brain, you know, like while I'm tasting this stuff. 100% I would be happier while eating the Crunchwrap Supreme than the finest cuisine I've ever had.
Yeah.
100% I'm not. And are you mad at me for that? That's my brain. It's just my brain. That's just how I am.
It's not our fault that they've engineered the perfect foods.
I think we're the only ones honest enough to fucking tell it like it is. Cause I think that's your brain too. God damn it.
Well, I think other people have like their, like, when they're sad or they just feel shitty and they get into like a binge or whatever, and they'll just eat some shit like that. And then they kind of are like, they feel guilty or whatever. But we just feel like that all the time. Like, I have that feeling all the time.
We don't have any additional that when eating Taco Bell, or what do you mean?
Yeah, I think we don't have any of the guilt associated with it either, though, I think.
Yeah.
I know everybody out there has been like just, you know, had a couple drinks and just ate like seven items off the Taco Bell menu and it was like the greatest thing ever, but they just can't. God. They can't admit
How
to themselves.
How am I not going
to
go do that right now?
I know.
That's what I'm asking.
They can't admit to themselves that it was really good. They have to say, oh, I was just drunk. And that right. thing I fucking hate. Have I talked about this?
I don't know.
Every time I talk about Taco Bell to somebody or mention Taco Bell.
Oh, they have to say if they're high or something.
No. It's like, I just have diarrhea immediately if I eat Taco Bell. It's like, yeah,
what are
fuck
you. Talking
you.
About?
Yeah, you're eating fucking chicken breast and like salad every day. Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is in Taco? Yeah, you can't have a tortilla and beans and fucking and tomatoes and cheese. Yeah, and
beef.
Yeah, nothing in your diet is like that at all. Give me a fucking break every time. Yeah.
Yep.
It's always my friends will be like, yeah, I was on the toilet all night. I must have been, you know, because I went to Taco Bell. Like, yeah.
How dare you?
So fucking dumb. What did you have? A burrito? Yeah. Yeah, you never had rice and beans and tortilla ever, like corn. Corn, rice, and beans. That just fucking ruins your whole stomach.
Some cheese, yeah.
God, fucking dumb.
Oh, 100%. That's,
Hate that. I always make a point of saying, like, weird, I had Taco Bell yesterday and I feel totally fine.
It was the best decision I've ever made.
I haven't even gone to the bathroom since I had it. I pooped a pristine turd.
I'll tell you this. I have never... As much as, you know, 2 years ago when I still am shattered by the food poisoning I had at McDonald's, yeah. I can't even go near that.
No way.
Dude, it was right as I quit my job, which was...
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. That was a year and 5 months ago.
Oh, my God. So, I thought it was 3 weeks ago.
I know. I still feel like I'm shitting like it was 3 weeks ago.
God.
No. But that, I'm pretty scarred by that. I've never had that with Taco Bell.
No.
You know, like, yeah, okay, maybe you'll get gas if you eat a bunch of the beans, but okay, that's the deal we make. That's fucking the contract of Taco Bell. I don't know.
If someone at a restaurant or their wife or their husband or whatever gave them a plate that they made at home that was like refried beans, cheese, tortilla, whatever, they would be, oh, this is a good, healthy dinner I'm having tonight at home. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's so bad for you. Fucking people in there hating on fast food like it's so bad. It's the dumbest thing. Like, because it is, if you're at home eating fish, like perfect fish with like a kale salad every night, I'll listen to you. But none of you fucking people are eating anything that's any better than Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Not only that, I will say this. You know what I bet is true is that most, because it is true that, you know, fast food is pretty bad for you. But I bet you most of it, a good portion of it is just the soda.
Yeah.
A good portion of it is just people guzzling down, you know, gallons of sugar water and getting refills on their sugar water and drinking a shitload of soda. If you eat the right fast food and not any of the fucking shitty regular soda, it's not that bad.
No, it's not. Yeah, those are the same people that are getting like the mochaccino shit in the morning.
Oh, God, that's way
10,000 calorie sugar
way worse.
Drinks. And then they're like
100%
acting
worse.
All snobby about Taco Bell. Get the fuck out of here. you all do it.
It's our moral cause. Yeah. And everybody has to play all coy with each other. Like you can't, you know what I mean? You know, like I'm glad your friend was just like, oh yeah, Taco Bell. That's awesome. I totally relate to what you said when you're like, okay, we've got another genius here.
Yeah.
Because it's like everyone has to pretend like they don't
so
do it.
Dumb.
Like, oh no, I only eat at the finest. Dining is a taco. What you say? A Taco Bell. I don't understand. What is the bell? How does that part of? Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, and yet somehow every time I go to McDonald's and Taco Bell, there's a line all the way out to the fucking street every time. Yeah. So nobody's going there somehow. God, such a joke.
People are so fucking uptight about
it. Yeah, there's liars.
Totally.
Total fucking liars. I was in a hurry and I just got to talk. Yeah, you get it like five days a week, like everyone else. Shut up. Just enjoy it.
I
was thinking, because my wife gives me shit about it all the time, about how much fast food and I was driving the other day and just, you know, lost in thought.
Probably
and I was
from
like,
one fast food to the other, but
I was driving from Taco Bell to McDonald's and I was just thinking like, I hope I live to be 90. I'm just going to make a huge deal out of it.
Yeah.
All through my 90s. I'm just saying like, remember when I had Taco Bell three, four times a week?
God, you're
McDonald's
so right.
three, four times a week? Yeah. What now? I'm old. I'm the same as you.
You know what?
Fuck you people.
5 minutes ago, I didn't give a shit if I died tomorrow or 10 years from now. Now I have something to live for. I want to live to be 120 and just say, I ate so much fucking Taco Bell and In-N-Out and everything.
And all the keto stuff, dude. Oh, you're going to fucking die of a heart attack from keto. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see who lives longer.
Anyway, this podcast is going to end in about a year when we both die of heart attacks, but that's okay.
We're not. We're not going to.
No.
If the average age, you know, the life expectancy in this country is whatever it is, 70-something.
Yes, 70.
And everyone is 500 pounds. We were going to live to be 150.
That's true. Yeah, that's got to be true.
Or it's just true. All, it's either, it's one thing. One or the other. Genetics, it's either, it's either, it doesn't matter what you eat and all that because everyone's fat and they still live to be 70 years and smoke and drink and do all that shit. Or it's all fucking crap. It doesn't even, there's nothing you can do. You're going to get some cancer or you're predisposed to heart disease and you don't take care of it. But I think if you're just going to the doctor and they go,
if we take care of our cholesterol and blood pressure, we could get, you could get cancers, you can get different stuff, but if you get cancer, that wasn't because of fucking Taco Bell.
No.
So if we take care of our hearts, I feel like, I feel like we're going to beat the average. We've got okay genes.
Yeah.
Most likely. And then
our dad's 70 something. He's,
And as far as I know, he's still alive. Yeah. I haven't heard anything.
His mom is 90.
That's true.
They're not healthy. None of those people were healthy. There's no way. I saw what they all eat.
Dude, I'm going to play hockey as long as I can, and I will be getting more exercise than, most people do. I played with people who are still good at hockey in their mid-50s. Yeah. I can't wait. I mean, good relative
to in my mid-50s. Yeah.
No, I'm just excited because, our fucking dad who just did nothing. I mean, he even is not that unhealthy or anything.
He's playing golf. He walks a lot playing golf. Yeah.
And walking, walking's good too. That's a big part of it. But so many people, I don't know. I just felt I guess growing up, I felt you get old and you can't do anything at all. Especially because our dad has never moved faster than a walking pace in our lifetime.
Yeah.
I saw. I think you have one story of that. I have zero stories of that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking I like doing that. I'm going to be running around, skating around really fast, as long as I'm able to.
Injuring yourself seriously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to until Robbie Glantz ruined my chances.
Until he took your will to skate.
Yeah. God, it hurts so bad. Okay, I did say I had a million commercials. I know I can't play them, but I just got to talk about one. Now, if anybody has been watching NHL playoffs, which I'm sure some people have been watching it a little bit, there's a commercial this is one that I wish I could play, but I don't really need to. It's something where they have such a good start. I know you already have seen this one. They have such a good fucking start. It's a good commercial. I'm there. It's not it's hilarious, but it's okay, you've got a good premise. It's great advertising for your product. It makes sense. And then they try to be fucking funny. They try to be a little too funny, and they ruin it. God, do you know the Volkswagen Meteor commercial?
Volkswagen Meteor. No, I don't think I do.
Okay, well, it's on the hockey playoffs all the time. So either you haven't noticed it. Here's what happens. I'll describe.
Do you have? I mean, I could try to play it through my headset on the mic.
I could do is, I'll pull it up on my phone or something. I guess I could try to do that.
Volkswagen Meteor.
Okay. Volkswagen.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Volkswagen Meteor commercial. Yeah, okay, I can do this probably. It's 1 minute.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm just going to describe it because that's...
Not yeah, really there's good. Not much to...
So what happens is it just flashes to a TV and it shows a scary meteor and it's coming. It's going to kill everybody, I guess. And so these people are scrambling. They're grabbing their possessions and they're going to load up in their car. So far, so good. They go to load up in their car and they say, here, I'll play this. And they look and they realize they've got so much room because of the fucking Volkswagen, whatever, Tiguan, I guess is the name of the car.
Tiguan. Yeah.
They got so much room. So they're like, well, that's the joke. Oh, go, go. We got to go run. The meteor's going to hit us. Grab, and then they put a couple things in the back and they're like, well, there's so much room. We can just keep grabbing stuff and grabbing stuff and grabbing stuff. So far, Great commercial. I mean, I'm not saying it's like Sonic or anything, but it's, you know, it's fine. Like, it's a good concept. It's, you know, the joke is kind of, you know, chuckle worthy, but it also, importantly, it works for what they're trying to advertise. Like, yeah, you have a lot of room. It's funny. I like it. And then, so it's good. They're packing more and more stuff, more and more stuff. And then I'm gonna skip to the end where they try to be fucking funny. Here's what they say. So then they finally start driving away.
Toilet paper! I already packed the toilet paper! You said!
You don't have it to, sir. The Volkswagen.
Okay, in the cut that's, this is the long version, and the cut that's all over and over and over, it skips that toilet paper part, so it doesn't do that. They're driving out. They've executed a fine commercial. Nothing, you know, nothing to write home about, but it's fine. You're there. You've got it. And as they're driving away, she says, "Juicer." And he says, "We don't have a juicer."
So dumb.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're driving from a meteor. I get, okay, you did the joke that you grabbed everything. Great. You've got extra room. You're good. And then she says, "Juicer," as though you know, it doesn't make sense on any fucking level of anything. As though you would give a shit about a fucking juicer.
Of course.
And even if you did, as though you would imagine, oh, did we pack the juicer that we don't fucking own? How would you ever think of that? It's so fucking stupid. God, it bothers me so much. You've got a good commercial. You're there. You don't need, you're trying to be fucking funny. Juicer, we don't have a juicer. Yeah, the wife, by the way. It's one thing if you have the husband say, oh, did we pack the thing? And then, you know, that plays into the stereotype of that's totally accurate, that the husband wouldn't know, you know, all the kitchen thing. The wife, she's going to say, the juicer that we don't fucking have, did you pack it? God. So bad. It's so fucking stupid. What they could have done is just been like, oh shit, did we bring the kids? And then the kids are just in the house while the meteor's still coming at them. See, that would have been good.
And then everyone laughs at that the kids are going to die from a meteor striking them. Hilarious.
Yeah, no, or yeah, and you show them, turn around, you make sure everyone knows the fucking kids are okay, whatever. But juicer. God. So fucking stupid. All right, anyway, that's our show. Sam's got to figure out whatever's happening. And that's our show. We missed one, but this was a good makeup. And yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.